So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome, everybody. It's Dan. Hope you're well today. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Monday. It's the 15th of May. We're almost in summer. My wife is at the beach today. She's a school teacher and she's taking the kids to the beach. Like, imagine that in Leeds. Like, that kind of thing just doesn't happen, does it? Anyway, we are live. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a cracking weekend. And I hope you're kind of getting ready for summer as well. And this session is really kind of about summer, I guess, to some extent. Not just about summer. It's really about life. It's about death. It's about timing. It's about missed opportunities. It's about going for the thing that you know you should really be going for and not doing it because you've not got time and all of that kind of thing. Let's start with number one. Okay, so number one, why do you need balance in your business? Okay, so first up, and this is something I saw Gary Vaynerchuk say to someone. He was in a car, he was in the backseat, and someone stopped him and she said, "Can you motivate me in three words?" And he said, "You're gonna die." And she went, like, she couldn't believe that he'd actually just said that. And it is so true. You're gonna die. I'm gonna die. My dog's gonna die. My wife's gonna die. We're all gonna die. Everybody you've ever known, everybody you've ever loved. sounds like it comes from The Pale Blue Dot, if you've ever heard that from Carl Sagan. Everything ends, you know, and we're here for this very, very short time on Earth. And we go out and we create this business and we go for work and we create these jobs and really we're just surviving. To some extent, 99% of us are just surviving. Some are surviving better than others. Some are surviving in a Land Rover Defender, and some of us, some people are surviving in a beat up car, right? You know, some people are surviving in the Mediterranean in a villa next to the beach, which is awesome. I mean, some of us are, you know, surviving in a house share, but it's still surviving. Like, very few of us actually thrive. Very few of us reach this point of, you know, where all your income comes in, there's never any problems. And actually, you know what? That's not really life anyway. I just don't think that we're put on this earth. Not that I think we're put on this earth. I don't think that our time on this earth is meant to be easy. It's meant to be challenging and it's meant to be difficult. But I think that we can take this too far. And I think that we can turn our business into an obsession. Heck, this is me talking. I am Mr. Obsessive. Like, I don't go to CrossFit once a week. Oh, no. I go at least four times a week, right? And I'm kind of planning how to get a fifth session in there, knowing full well it absolutely knocks me out, right? I can't do it. I haven't got the physical capability of doing it. But I'm so, you know, I'm so obsessed about getting healthy. I'm so obsessed about creating content. I'm so obsessed about growing the business. I'm so obsessed about having the best relationship with my daughter. Sometimes, do you know what? It's just too much. Chill the heck out. Chill. Relax. Enjoy the ride. You're going to die. At some point, and the last place that you want to die is, you know, at work. You want to enjoy life a lot more. I'm not saying that we don't work, because we do work and we should work. But I think this is about us knowing our limits and knowing where we sit in the whole scheme of things. You know, we're crazy as humans, right? So we spend 60 hours at work and then we don't stay healthy at home. And we spend so much time at work, we don't eat healthy at home or at work because we haven't got time. And, you know, one of my stupid rules, by the way, was never eat something that's taken longer to cook than it does to eat, which is stupid, right? You know, putting a pizza in the oven takes 2 minutes. Take it out of the oven, that's 2 minutes, right? Then eating it is 10 minutes. To make a pizza from scratch using healthy foods, it's 20, 30 minutes, and then you have to cook it, and then you can eat it. Like, that is such a stupid rule. But at some point, we have to just sit back and go, do you know what? This is our lot in life. And I think it's really hard. When you're younger, when you're in your 20s and when you're in your 30s, you think, you know what? I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to have a yacht. I'm going to have a Bugatti, which is like £1 million. I'm going to be flying around the world. Like, so now, like now I'm in my 50s and I've had Porsches and we live in a nice house and all of that kind of thing. But we don't drive a Porsche now. We haven't got a private yacht. Yet do we fly around the world? And we do. And we kind of realize that that is more important to us now. You know, like traveling is more important to us now than it's ever been, I would say. But not at the risk of working so hard that we don't survive to enjoy the fruits of our labour. You know, in the UK in particular, it's like we work till we're 65 and then we enjoy retirement. For what, 10 years? When you physically, you can't even enjoy it, you can't even stay awake. I'm sure you've seen the meme of the old couple on the what do they call them? In Italy. Just one cornetto. What's it called? The boat, what's it called? It begins with C. Anyway, and they're fast asleep. That's why you don't wait to travel until you don't wait until you're old to travel because you fall asleep. A gondola. Thank you, whoever said that. So, you know, the old couple's on the gondola. They're just falling asleep. Like, they're in the 80s or something. So, this is about rearranging your life so that you have the best of most. Not the best of everything, because I think that's greedy and I think it's unrealistic. I don't think you can have the best of everything, but you can have the best of most. Like, I used to play a lot of basketball 5-6 times a week. Could I have played at a really high professional level? Yeah, I reckon I could. But was I prepared to spend the 8 hours a day playing basketball? No. And actually, I reckon, naturally, I was a very good basketball player, despite being clearly height challenged. You know, I was hitting shots from all over the place, scored 50 points in 3/4 of a game once. I was on fire. But I wasn't prepared to put that time into it. I just wasn't. I was in my 20s and discovered beer and girls, and that's what I went out and did, you know. So I didn't take the opportunity that was in front of me, and God, I'm glad. I see people now. I saw one guy who was doing it, and he was working in Foot Locker, you know, trying shoes on for people. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. We all have to work. But he was a professional basketball player. Where is he now? One of the other guys from Portsmouth, he was a doorman at a nightclub, for God's sake. So I'm glad I didn't go down that path. But this is about timing, and we're going to talk about timing a little bit further on. And this is the other thing, is that you need time off. You know, I use CrossFit as an example. If I go to CrossFit every day, I don't enjoy CrossFit. I just don't enjoy it. It's turned into a job. And here I am. This is my job, by the way. But if I do this every day, and I do it most days, but if I do it at the weekends, and this is all I think about, this then turns into a job and I actually stop enjoying it. And not only do I stop enjoying it, even worse than that, like my opportunity for new creativity. If all I do is sit here in front of my desk and I don't go for cheesecake or go for a run along the beachfront, if I'm just sitting here and working, right, my creativity, my level of creativity absolutely plummets. And so will yours. You need time off. You can't just do the same thing the same day, every single day for the rest of your life. That's not how we as humans are built at all whatsoever. You have to take the time off. Taking that 2-week holiday. I mean, I know you know how this feels. You go away, you go on holiday, you take some business books with you. That's what I used to do. And you sit and read. That's still not really time off. Just put your phone away, put the books away, or read some trashy novels, right? Take that time off. Go adventuring. Go out on your bike, mountain biking. Go hiking. Go paragliding. Go whitewater rafting. You have to find a way of mixing up what it is that you do. Because if not, you're going to get really stale in who you are and what your productivity is like. And your business is also going to get really stale. So I know for a fact, right, that during the pandemic, my business got stale. My mental health got stale. And so I have to introduce this way of keeping my mental health up here. Because if I don't make a positive attempt at keeping my mental health up here with exciting things going on, exciting things to look forward to, my mental health plummets and everything else seems darker. Like, as I've as I've got to 50, I'm so much more aware of my own mental health. And you should be as well. You should be knowing what switches you on, what switches you off. You should know what the triggers are for making you feel depressed or down or anxious so that you can avoid those, or you can put something in place to avoid those. So you have to have time off, because the recuperation will come and the new creativity will come when you take that time off. If I don't take time off from CrossFit, I don't rest. This body will break down and it will simply not perform at the same level that it can do once it's got that rest. So don't be afraid about getting a rest. And you know what? Like, you know, right now I have my 8-year-old daughter, and there's nothing to me more important than my children, right? Nothing. And it goes without saying. For most people, I think it goes without saying. But it's the little things as well. You know, on a weekend, she crawls into bed with us, and those little, for 20 minutes on a Saturday and a Sunday, is so vitally important. And then we get up and we go horse riding and that kind of thing. But all that time spent with my child is really, really important. And you kind of realise that it's not just about work. And it's also not just about children, because I also don't think, you know, I'm a man, so I feel guilt. I don't know if that's normal for other men, but I always feel guilty about my kids. Always, right? No matter, even you can do a million things right, but that one thing that you didn't quite get right, oh, that's the thing that's going to keep you awake at night. I'm a nightmare for it. But it's not just about kids, and it's not just about work, but it's also about your partner. It's about your friends. It's about your extended or not extended, but close family, about your mum and dad and your brothers and sisters and all of that kind of thing. It's about you spending time for you so that you can allocate the time that you need to look after number one. You know, when you're going down in a plane and you know, the plane's on fire and you're going down and the oxygen masks drop. Like, what's the first thing they tell you? You put your own mask on first and then you put other people's on. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's a 2023 kind of thing or the 21st century. I don't know why. But for some reason, we push ourselves and we push ourselves and we push ourselves right up to the edge. And it's not healthy. It's not healthy mentally. It's not healthy physically. It ruins our relationships with all the people that are important to us, whoever they may be. It's not just about work, and it's about just taking that time off and looking after yourself. I really struggled at CrossFit this morning. We did, the last session was, I mean, it was just a ridiculous amount of wall balls and burpees. I mean, it was painful, like 100 of each. It was incredibly painful, and my heart rate was right up. And, you know, luckily, I'm healthy now. Fittest I've probably ever been. I've got some extra pounds I could do with losing. But from a health point of view, like I'm fittest I've ever been. I'm certainly the strongest I've ever been at 50. I can now do things I could never do before. Going out and learning how to do that stuff is also as important as spending time with your partner and spending time with your kids and spending time with your family and spending time with your friends. Spending time with you is like number one on that list. Right, making sure that you are in a fit state, because in order for you to be super dad or super mum or super boss, you also have to be making sure that you look after number one, and that number one is capable, has the capacity from a physical point of view, has the capacity from a mental health point of view to look after yourself, to make sure that you're around in a year or two's time to then make sure everybody else is okay. And then timing is everything. And this is definitely something I've noticed. In that some days, some weeks, like, I can't work. I just can't do it. I'm dreadful. Let me just grab a quick drink here. And so what I mean by timing here is that pick and choose the times when you need to work out. So when I used to play basketball in my late 30s, I'd get tired, right? So I'd come back slowly on defense, or I'd just, you know, stand there a little bit and not try so hard to keep my energy for the offense, right? Because I was a good offensive player. I used to average like 30, 40 points a game. About 35 points was my average. And so, you know, I had to make sure that I didn't expend all my energy. So I had to get the timing right and switch it on when I needed to switch it on. If I needed to get back on defense quickly, I had the capacity and the spare health in order to do that. So I could do that. And it's the same for you. Not every week of your life is going to be your personal best. Not every month is going to be your personal best. Not every year is going to be your personal best. Some weeks you just need to take some time off. And it's not even like, oh, this is such a surprise. Oh, I never thought of that. You know when you need to take some time off. And what do? We listen to hustle porn. You know, the grind culture of, you know, take no days off. You know, 18-hour days at work. That's how we do it. It's bullshit. It's total, utter bullshit. And we need to move away from thinking that in order for us to have a successful business, we have to work 18-hour days. Look, I think that if you have to work 18-hour days to have a successful business, that's not the right business for you. You need to be changing the business up because that's not healthy. How can that ever be healthy for you as a person going through life and improving what you do? You're just going to have to reach the point where you go, okay, maybe I'm not going to have the yacht. Maybe I'm not going to have a private jet, but I've got all these other things and they're the things that you should really be working towards keeping and just resetting that. You know, when we're younger, we think we can do all this stuff. And after 20 or 30 years, it's like, maybe you can't. Maybe you just need to appreciate and acknowledge where you are and accept it, appreciate it. I'm not saying that we give up and I'm not saying that we don't strive to be something better. I hit new personal best last week of weighted pull-ups, 30 kilos on a weighted pull-up. The hardest bit on a 30 kilo pull-up is getting this enormous weight between your legs hooked onto you. That's the hardest bit. 30 kilos, new PB. Never done that before in my entire life. Never done handstand push-ups, never been able to climb a rope, never been able to do the monkey bars, never been able to do any of that. Now suddenly I can do it because I've been working towards it. But you need to know when to take that time off and when to switch it on. You need to know when to work the 18 hours and the full on, you know, however many hours a week that you need to work. And then also you need to learn how to take that time off because you can't work, you know, 18-hour days for the next 365 days. It's not going to work. And if it does work, what are you working for? Your missus has left you. Your kids hate you. Your dog doesn't even know who you are. Right? What have you won? You ain't won anything. So why are you doing it? Just learn to appreciate some of the goals that you've already achieved and the things that you've already done in your life. And again, I'm not saying that we don't strive forward because I absolutely believe we do. I'm a optimistic kind of guy and striving forward and continuous improvement, you know, Kaizen is exactly where I'm at. But at what expense? What is it costing you? All right, I hope that's useful. A bit of a mental health rant, really. And I just wanted to kind of get that off my chest because I thought it was relevant as we're heading towards summer. All right, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next one. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.